For the 500th anniversary of Columbus's arrival in the Americas, the government of the Dominican Republic is throwing a gala party. They've spent millions of dollars to refurbish the capital city of Santo Domingo, which Columbus founded on his first journey in 1492. The centerpiece is a huge lighthouse, which officials say will be a beacon of culture for the Americas. Heads of state from around the world will attend its inauguration. But many Latin Americans object to the idea of celebrating the arrival of Europeans and the conquest that followed. In the Dominican Republic, the lavish preparations have angered thousands of people who have been displaced for the construction of the Columbus Lighthouse. Producers Sandy Tolan and Alan Wiseman traveled to the Dominican Republic to prepare this report.
The lighthouse is in the form of a cross lying prone. It faces the heavens, a mass of concrete adorned with mahogany and marble, 7 stories high and long as a city block. On overcast nights, reflectors along the roof will bounce the crucifix image skyward. A shimmering cross will be projected onto the clouds hanging over Santo Domingo to commemorate the discovery and evangelization of the Americas. Inside, between echoing concrete walls at the center of the cross, a bronze casket will be placed. Dominican officials say this casket contains the bones of Christopher Columbus, though the Spaniards claim his remains are in Seville. Building a memorial to Columbus has been the lifelong dream of 6-term Dominican President Joaquin Balaguer. For Balaguer, now in his 80s, this lighthouse will represent his permanent legacy to the country. The idea for the memorial was conceived when Balaguer was a boy. In the 1920s, British architect J.L. Gleave won an international competition to design a monument to Columbus. In his journals, the British architect wrote,
"And so we build a great, sweeping mass of stone, which by its shape shows the irresistible surge of progress. It will belong to all ages, like the pyramids."
Gleave envisioned music rising from the center of the cross, and so the Dominican Republic commissioned this special Columbus Requiem to be played each night from the discoverer's tomb.
At dusk, the Requiem will open as a faint whisper through the chapel and repeat louder and louder as the lights of the Columbus Cross reach up to the heavens.
Over on the left, if you look down there in the river, you see all those old houses. They want to kick all the people out of there because they don't want tourists to see all these poor houses.
Victor de la Cruz travels down the new 500th anniversary expressway that will bring tourists and dignitaries to the lighthouse. With his friend Emiliano Perez, he drives past luxurious high-rises still under construction. Sprawled out behind the buildings are the slums of Santo Domingo, where most of the people live. As many as 30,000 families are being relocated to make way for the high-rises, expressway, and lighthouse. President Balaguer proudly calls all this new construction the Admiral's City in honor of Columbus. Victor and Emiliano, whose own neighborhood was obliterated during the renovation, say homes have not been found for nearly 8,000 families.
All the people around here are going to have to move.
When we tell the president, please lower the cost of food, please raise the salaries of the teachers, and let us make a living, he says there's not enough money. But there's enough money for this.
On the outskirts of town, thousands of people displaced by the Admiral's City now live in clusters of shacks made of cardboard and plywood.
They brought us here. We were in their way. We were in the way of the new highway.
Their new homes are on the edge of a river of raw waste, a drainage canal diverted during the construction of the 500-year highway.
Sure, come on with me. I'll show you the filth that we have to live in.
This is our famous garbage pit. There's kids running through this thing all day long. You've got everything here, including human excrement.
When these people were evicted, they were promised replacement homes within a year. That was 4 years ago.
What they're telling us now is that they've run out of money and probably we're not going to get a place to live. For me, as a Dominican, the celebration will give the Dominican Republic the stature it deserves in the world.
The Dominican Minister of Public Works, Marco Subero, says homes are being built for all the displaced people. They just have to be patient. He says that the Columbus Lighthouse will bring badly needed tourist dollars to the country and new recognition to Santo Domingo, the oldest city in the New World. The view that greets the tourist's eye, he says, must be appropriate.
Las viviendas que se están construyendo en el entorno del faro.
Now, the housing near the lighthouse, the president wants them to be professionals, military people, educated people. We can't just let the riffraff live there. You know, the kind who set up fry food stands and sell chewing gum in the streets. These people have to realize that the future of the city rests on its permanent structures.
Some who lived in the path of the lighthouse or the highway have been given new homes. Many now reside in concrete urban housing projects. Ismaela Blanco stands with her family in the cramped kitchen of their apartment in the projects. Their song tells how their old neighborhood, Huachupita, was founded when an angel led people here generations ago, and how they lived in simple, comfortable homes until the men arrived with the bulldozers.
Con el rostro triste y el lomo cansado.
Así que para nosotros es destrucción, eso de Faro Colón.
The 500th anniversary signifies the destruction and not the discovery of our country. We won't have any money left because it's all going into this big celebration. We don't have any electricity, but they put the electricity into a lighthouse that's going to go blinking over our heads.
Some families have seen their houses torn down with all their things inside.
Padre Jorge Sela, a Catholic priest, ministers to the families displaced by the lighthouse construction.
It reminds me that the discovery was a kind of a big eviction of all the Indians that were here, and now we're celebrating it with the eviction of the poor again.
Victor and Emiliano look out over Santo Domingo, which stretches along the Caribbean coast. They stand in the center of the Admiral's City, at the base of the Columbus Lighthouse.
Sometimes at night, they turn it on, sort of a practice run, but the whole capital goes dark because all the energy in the capital is needed to light that thing up. We're being sacrificed for a symbol. This might be worth it if it was a symbol of one of our liberators, but this is for an invader. It's an exploiter who's someone who's just taken advantage of us. Not a hero.
With Alan Wiseman, this is Sandy Tolan reporting.